KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's mostly sunny and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for sunny skies here today with a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Members of the Atlantic Middle School's Building Leadership Team, or BLT, appeared before the Atlantic Board of Education Tuesday night to report on their progress and concerns. Cam Smith, middle school principal, said the team has discussed the Iowa assessment tests, goals, and true Trojan traits, which is part of the PBIS, or Positive Behavior Intervention and Supports System.
Really, it's just a system and a paradigm shift in how we look at discipline in our school, student expectations and behaviors in the classroom, hallways, etc. And so our BLT team has kind of taken on a dual role also as being our PBIS team. So they're ones who have helped establish some of those guidelines for us.
Cam says part of the PBIS process involves figuring out how it will be implemented, how to get the community involved, possible reward systems, and what professional development the teachers will need to make the system successful. He says the school looks to implement PBIS beginning with the 2012-2013 school year.
One of the things that I think this team's excited about is we can hopefully limit instructional distractions in our classrooms. Hopefully we can increase the amount of time that we're teaching and decrease the amount of time we're managing. And we're having to send kids out of the classroom for things that really we can correct. So with PBIS, we're going to reward the kids that are doing well, give them those positive affirmations, but also create a culture that's very in unison as far as what our expectations are. And part of that will even be teaching what it looks like to walk down the hallway, what it looks like to sit in the cafeteria. It's all part of that.
Smith said also the Atlantic Middle School remodeling and classroom moving process went fairly smoothly as classrooms and teachers were shuffled around to accommodate construction crews and their work.
Not only did we successfully move all of our teachers really in about 2 days, but we were able to change around our 320 students and get them all into new lockers. Basically took the middle school, and it's a new look middle school. And so that took a lot of planning and a lot of preparation.
He said the BLT discussed teacher and class scheduling issues also over the past year. Teachers, he said, are concerned about being understaffed, technology-related issues, and other matters pertaining to the remodeling and changeover to the upgraded facilities. Smith said the staffing concerns teachers mentioned to members of the building leadership team included how to address a feeling the middle school is understaffed with core teachers and how the needs of students will be met with the current staff. Another concern is lack of technology in the building.
Part of that's been how can we do things differently to even give ourselves more technology that's not a burden on the board. It's brought up even this morning, our middle school teachers are up for new laptops this next school year. So what about our old ones? Can we get those refurbished? Can we get those on a cart? There's an extra, 27. That'd be a whole nother cart for us.
Smith says he's checking with the AEA to see if grants are available to upgrade their computers and related technology. News time is 8:05.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Atlantic Police Department reported Tuesday 51-year-old Jimmy Joe Meisner of Atlantic was arrested on Monday. Meisner was taken into custody on two Cass County warrants for failure to appear for a child support contempt hearing. He was being held in the Cass County Jail. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and this year the theme is Stand Up for Children. The Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council is asking the community for its assistance. Council facilitator Kristen Templeton says they're collecting new and unused items for the Family Crisis Support Network, a nonprofit domestic abuse prevention assistance center, and West Central Community Action, a nonprofit agency assisting families with clothing, food, heat assistance, and other resources. The council has set up displays and drop-off points at four businesses here in Atlantic: Cass County Memorial Hospital, the Hy-Vee and Fairway Grocery Stores, and Molly Engine Components. Beginning on Monday, April 2nd, CCCAP council members will begin gathering donations for each agency. The wish lists will be available at each drop-off location. You can also take a look at that wish list under this same story on KJAN.com under the News tab. Now, cash donations are not being requested at the drop-off points. Donations of items will be accepted through Thursday, April 12th, and after the donations have been collected, the business who collects the most items will finish out the month displaying the 100 pinwheels for prevention and a banner spreading the word about protecting children. A program designed to help people cope with loved ones' destructive behavior is opening a chapter in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. It's the first chapter in either Nebraska or Iowa. And under the 12-step Families Anonymous program, only first names are used. A local organizer, Sally, says FA helps people deal with the impact brought on by the problems of others.
Anyone who is concerned about relatives or friends who abuse drugs or alcohol or any substances.
Sally says anyone who has a friend or family member struggling with addiction knows how this has a ripple effect and impacts many lives. FA was founded in 1971 by a group of parents in California. Sally learned about Families Anonymous when searching for a group to help her. She's been associated with a person with an addiction for about 3 years and says she started attending meetings online.
In my particular situation, once I began working the 12 steps and began working on me, I began to be able to handle situations very differently by reacting very differently to them, and it changed my life. I feel like I'm getting back to who I was before.
Well, the group is called Families Anonymous. She says it isn't exactly set up for smaller children.
It's not something you would probably want to bring a child to, but anybody in their teenage years and older would be someone who would be able to work the steps appropriately and benefit from the program.
The local chapter will meet every Wednesday night at 6:30 at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. There are about 225 regular FA meetings in the U.S. and in more than 20 countries. The director of the Iowa Department of Human Services says a plan to redesign Iowa's county-based system for delivering mental health services should also tackle a critical shortage of psychiatrists and other mental health professionals. DHS Director Chuck Palmer says lawmakers acknowledge that Iowa's shortage of psychiatrists is one of the most severe in the country.
So it's the full range. We have acute problems, particularly in rural Iowa. We see this as a significant need, and we have to take it on.
Palmer said the bill to reorganize the mental health delivery system includes a study of the shortage of people needed to run the system.
The legislature has built into the bill the creation of a workforce group that's to look at the full range of providers, from psychiatrists, where we're 47th in the nation, to even building up more people trained in peer support.
Providers say the shortage means a lack of access to mental health care in some parts of the state, especially rural Iowa. Lawmakers say they're optimistic they'll reach an agreement on their plan to standardize mental health care statewide and have the state pick up more of the cost. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, today Supreme Court justices will look at whether the rest of President Barack Obama's health care law can survive without the health insurance mandate. It's the third and last day of arguments lawyers will present before the High Court, which also will consider a challenge by 26 states to the expansion of Medicaid. The president of JetBlue says the captain who ranted about a bomb on a flight to Las Vegas is a consummate professional whom he has personally known for years. Speaking on an NBC Today program, Dave Barger said there is nothing in the captain's record to indicate he could be a risk. The captain's co-workers on the flight from New York tried to calm him as he ran through the cabin screaming about Iraq, Afghanistan, and Al-Qaeda. The co-pilot locked him out of the cockpit and passengers restrained that man. Senior U.S. commanders eager to resume transporting NATO supplies from Pakistan into Afghanistan are meeting with Pakistan's army chief today. Pakistan closed its border to supplies meant for NATO troops and kicked the U.S. off a base used by American drones following American airstrikes that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers at two Afghan border posts last year. News time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Barkey, Dean Bauer Kemper, age 83 of Walnut, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Daryl Bauer Kemper will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dorothy M. Liebeck, age 71, of Audubon, died Saturday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Liebeck will be held today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Harold Pepper Martin, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Harold Martin will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Donald Kerr, age 94, of Manila, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Kerr will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Helen C. Dressler, age 100, of Anita, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Helen Dressler will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Bill Boodle, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Boodle will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Warren T. Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in Lancaster, California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Roland H. Eskov, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Maxine Dolch will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Polen Hag, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Ruth Polen Hag will be Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Lewis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died this morning at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Lewis McCall has donated his body to science, and services will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Clara E. Heffler, age 85, of Erling, died Monday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.